Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 53. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows dip down to about 30. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53. Cloudy Wednesday with a high of 48. 45, slight chance for isolated showers Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Karen Johnson. A Northwest Kansas father will receive $75,000 from the city of Quinter after being banned from attending his son's games over a social media post criticizing coaches.
I think a settlement of that size, in its own way, it's kind of an apology. I hope this changes the culture. I hope these people think twice next year.
The conflict spanning 3 years escalated when Tim Clark was threatened with an arrest on public property and labeled the community's problem by then-city administrator Greg Thomas in a recorded exchange. Clark's attorney argued the ban violated his First Amendment rights. The city ultimately lifted the ban in September and settled the case in October. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Something to be aware of, according to Carfax, Kansas is estimated to have over 13,000 cars with rolled-back odometers, which is a 17.5% increase from 3 years ago. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. In November, all of Northwest Kansas remained below 4% unemployment. Locally, Sheridan County was at 2.2%, Decatur County 3.7%, Graham County 3.5%, Phillips County 2.8%, and Norton County was at 2.5%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics showed a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.5% in November, and this is an increase from 3.4% in October and an increase from 2.6% in November 2023. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment increased by 7,900 from October, and total non-farm includes private sector and government employers. Private sector jobs increased by 7,100 over the month, while government increased by 800. Since November of 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 19,100. And this change is due to an increase of 14,100 private sector jobs and an increase of 5,000 government jobs. Governor Kelly announced on Wednesday that 14 Kansas rail projects will receive a total of $13 million through the Kansas Department of Transportation's Rail Service Improvement Program, or RSIP, saying that these projects reflect the diverse needs faced by our Kansas communities and rail operators. And by bolstering the state's rail network, they'll promote economic opportunity throughout Kansas. The selected projects, located across 16 counties, enhance the state's rail network by promoting economic efficiency, supporting sustainability, and addressing critical infrastructure needs. The $13 million award represents the program's $10 million annual funding, combined with $3 million in carryover funds and loan payments from past projects. Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said they're proud to be able to provide additional funding this round, strengthening connectivity and supporting communities that rely on having access to an efficient and reliable rail network. Selected 2025 RSIP projects include locally the KYLE Railroad Phillipsburg Yard Rehabilitation Projects in Phillips County for $1,320,264. The Kansas Legislature's unprecedented budget takeover will enter the 2025 legislative session with a bare-bones spending plan and sweeping cuts, while Republican lawmakers eye property and corporation tax reductions. Governor Kelly, a Democrat, is still preparing her own budget, as it's customarily the governor's duty, and she said her greatest apprehension ahead of the 2025 session is overspending, and the apprehension applies both to spending on programs and further tax cuts. Kansas Republicans created a new committee this year to give legislators the opportunity to craft their own preliminary budget, and the committee wrapped up its meetings on Thursday. The meeting consisted of iterative presentations from almost 100 state agencies and departments seeking funding enhancements, which also were presented to the governor. Under Kansas's customary budget process, state agencies can appeal the Division of Budget's recommendations to the governor, and according to committee chairman Representative Troy Waymaster of Bunker Hill, this year about $1.1 billion worth of requests are up for appeal, and the governor typically gets the final say on whether to accept or reject an appeal. House Speaker Dan Hawkins, a Republican from Wichita, proposed eliminating all requested budget enhancements that added any new staff and the salary increases associated with them, leaving the legislature with a base budget that could see additions as the session proceeds. A majority of committee members supported Hawkins' proposal. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Happy holidays from Norton County Hospital and Clinics. The holidays can bring extra calories and stress, but staying active can help balance it all. This season, we encourage you to give yourself the gift of health. Try indoor workouts, outdoor walks, dancing, or winter sports. Small changes like taking the stairs also add up. Stay active this season for better health and less stress. Let's make this winter your healthiest yet.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks recently announced that it has stopped selling the 10-year combination of hunting and fishing licenses for Kansas residents who are aged 65 to 74. The decision follows the discovery that the statute authorizing the department to sell the licenses at a reduced rate had expired, and the licenses were commonly called a senior lifetime pass because after a resident reaches age 75, they're no longer required to purchase Kansas hunting and fishing licenses. The Senior Lifetime Pass was established by the Kansas Legislature in 2012 through Senate Bill 314, along with several other discounted licenses for seniors. And in 2023, the other discounted hunting and fishing licenses were made permanent with the passage of House Bill 2039. When they discovered the authorization for the Senior Lifetime Pass had lapsed, the staff was instructed to stop selling them. Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Acting Secretary Christopher Kennedy said all licenses were sold in good faith and the senior lifetime passes already issued will remain valid. He said while they must stop selling this pass, they are exploring regulatory and statutory options to offer additional discounted rates for seniors in the future. Annual senior licenses for Kansas residents aged 65 to 74 remains available at significantly discounted rates. And licenses can be purchased online at license.gooutdoorskansas.com or by calling 1-833-587-2164, and licenses are also available at various locations statewide. For more information about licenses, permits, and fees, you can visit ksoutdoors.com/license-permits. Results for the Cambridge Girls Wrestling Tournament that was held on Saturday, December 21st. There were 21 teams competing, and Adams Central Girls placed first with 226.5 points. Norton Community High School and Northern Valley High School placed second with 183.5 points, and Southwest Girls placed third with 138.5 points. Norton's head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman reported that they were able to take 19 girls up to Cambridge and fill 12 of the 14 weights. He said they were missing a few due to illness or injury, but were able to wrestle really well. The girls competed very well for this being their third event last week, but coach said this will prepare them for the future so they know how to maintain and compete like they will need to at regionals and state. Norton crowned one champion, Kieran Aiken, who won two of her three matches by fall. Norton also had seven runner-ups, Allison Quintana, Kaysen Miller, Isabella Garrity, Hallie Fonestill, Dally Braun, Sophia Kane, and Cadence Greeson. Three third-place finishes with Lorelei Granberry, Evie Vance, and Adriana Winters, and one fourth-place finisher, Elise Waite. Coach said it was really good to see their junior varsity girls as well as their varsity girls making the podium, as it shows promise for their future. With the busy week for the girls and how well they competed, he said the staff decided to make the whole team their wrestler of the week on the girls' side. Results for the Boys Goodland Holiday Classic held on Saturday, December 21st. There were 20 teams competing, with Hoxie placing first, earning 163.5 points, Rocky Ford placing second with 128.5 points, and Norton Community placing third with 124 points. Coach Brockleman reported that they took the boys to Goodland on Saturday and they competed very well with sickness and injury, and they were able to still field nine boys at this tournament, coming away with a third-place team finish. Norton had four champions, Corbin Puga, Colton Stover, Derek Clydesdale, and Caleb Kieswetter. Corbin and Colton were both very dominant in their brackets. Derek avenged a loss from last year's third and fourth place match at state, defeating Cash Schlitz of Hoxie 10-3 in the finals. And Caleb also avenged one of his losses from last year, winning by tech fall this time over Rocky Ford in the finals. With this and his big win in the duel, it earned him the Wrestler of the Week for the boys. Aston Katz was Norton's lone runner-up, and after beating Meyer in the semifinals, he fought hard in the finals. Jayton Weigel and Max Carter both finished fourth, with Jayton finishing a tough match to Taylan Mark of Colby in the semifinals in overtime, and Max winning his last match before pool pairings by sudden victory to be placed in the third and fourth place match. Coach said it was a great first half of the season for the boys. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. USDA just released its latest cattle on feed report Friday afternoon. Gary Crawford has the numbers.
Two top factors influencing the beef market right now:
strong beef demand and good prices for calves and feeder cattle.
USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell says the price and demand signals in the marketplace are keeping the beef market in a contraction mode. Friday's USDA cattle on feed report showing November feedlot placements down 4% from November a year ago. Feedlot inventories as of December 1st also down, but by less than 1%. So McConnell told us,
it seems like producers are inclined to market their heifers rather than retain them in any large quantities. So right now the market signals are pretty much that we're not looking at a situation where we're going to see cattle inventories certainly not increase in 2025.
Not as long as prices and beef demand both remain very high. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Kansas feedlots with capacities of 1,000 or more head contain 2.42 million cattle on feed on December 1st. This inventory down 3% from last year. Placements during November totaled 400,000 head, up 4% from last year. Fed cattle marketings for the month of November totaled 380,000 head. That's down 4% from last year. USDA announced the final $300 million in assistance to distressed direct and guaranteed farm loan borrowers under the Inflation Reduction Act. Over the past 2 years, USDA has acted swiftly to assist distressed borrowers in retaining their land and continuing their agricultural operations. They will provide $300 million to help more than 12,800 distressed and direct and guaranteed farm program borrowers. This is the...
Ranchers, when you're out working in the elements, you need gear that works as hard as you do. Dry Shot is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at ValleyVet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof Dry Shot boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You will appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You'll like the all-terrain, self-cleaning, acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. Make your Christmas shopping easy. Dry Shod the whole family at ValleyVet.com. There you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more. Ship fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Supply. Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Clouds over most of Kansas today with low pressure to our south and west, but precipitation chances stay fairly low through Christmas Day for most of the state, except for some light rain or drizzle. A west to east flow in the upper levels and southwest winds at the surface will keep the weather pattern cloudy but fairly stable. Only slightly cooler for Christmas Day and no big storms coming our way for a while, so it's not looking like a white Christmas across the central plains. On the map, a weak cold front is crossing Kansas today with low pressure just east of the panhandle and another low pressure trough over eastern Colorado. That'll set up more cloud cover across our state through the afternoon. A little bit of light drizzle in the south central and southeastern counties. The cold front will dissipate later on today, but we have another one coming into northern Kansas by tonight. The front will drop into the northern counties overnight, and with that low to our south, we may see an increase in showers for southeast and south central Kansas, but it will be too warm for snow. Scattered showers in the eastern counties tomorrow morning, but ending by midday with partly sunny skies and highs in the 50s again. A low-pressure trough will drop into the Four Corners region early Christmas morning with the low in Texas heading off to the east. That'll end precipitation across our state. Slightly cooler for us on Christmas Day, mostly 40s, and we get cloudy skies and low rain chances. This afternoon in our northwestern counties will be in the low 50s, overnight low 30s. Low 50s north-central, upper 20s and low 30s for the overnight. Upper 40s to low 50s northeast and upper 20s and low 30s overnight. Low to mid 50s in the southwest counties, tonight's lows in the upper 20s. Low to mid 50s in the south central areas, tonight mid to upper 30s. Low 50s in the southeast and upper 30s for the overnight hours. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling. Boss, work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.